Mark begins his report of the Passion with a woman who anoints him. And it will end, as we just heard, with more women who come to the tomb to anoint him once more. Women in Mark's gospel are the only ones who stay and see the death of Jesus. The men, they're off hiding somewhere. Among these heroic women is that first one who has no name. And with no name, she could be identified never, nor defined. With no name, though, she can represent everyone who follows her example. By the time Jesus arrives in Bethany for dinner at the home of that leper, there was already a sense of danger. Everyone understood the parable he told before fleeing Jerusalem. His friends understood that, like the murderers in that parable, his death was being plotted. Danger's in the air. The powerful are scheming on how to get rid of him. Yet one woman gave her all. In one extravagant gesture of faith, she broke the jar, that expensive jar, spilling all the precious ointment over Jesus, every bit of it. She does not show up when Jesus was being followed by admiring crowds. She's not around there awed by his power or his words. For her, he was a king to be anointed like the kings before him. What she really saw was a vulnerable man who was about to die. And when fickle crowds, confused disciples, threatened authorities all turn on him because he is not the Messiah king they wanted, she comes to proclaim her faith that God is working through this man who taught that love was the only law of life. With her riches, she broke the jar and poured out everything, showing us that wealth is worthless and God's not going to be revealed through human power. My friends, we can learn something about faith from this woman that Mark puts before us today, probably hoping that she will become what we do and what she believes will shape our belief. That lady's unafraid to show her faith in a powerless man who's entered Jerusalem like a pauper riding on someone else's ass. She can see the divine in a man who's helpless to defend himself and with no one to defend him. She can see. She can see a king about to die and believe that selfless service, pouring out all that one has, is the best way to honor the real king.